Good to see everybody here, and I appreciate the opportunity to let me fill in and give an invitation, share some thoughts with you tonight. There's a Japanese word that I bring up a lot in my professional life. It's the word Kaizen, and you may have heard of it before. It's kind of the motto for Toyota and a lot of Japanese companies. Steve may have heard of it. It means continuous improvement. And I find myself thinking about that a lot in regards to my professional life, and maybe my life just in regards to how I interact with other people, or maybe building my professional network. I tend to think about it in those terms a lot, and not so much so in terms of my spiritual life, really, until just recently. Not that I haven't thought about improving in my spiritual life, but I never thought about it in the terms of continuous improvement, and it just being so ingrained in me that I don't have to think about it, that it's just a part of everything I do. Like it is with Toyota, every procedure, everything that they do is well thought out. They're usually the slowest to market with the newest technologies because they take every precaution in making sure that the choices they're making are the right choices. And it's why they build some of the best vehicles out there, and they last the longest, and they have the highest reliability. And so I wanted to make a parallel here to my spiritual life, and maybe just, you know, dwell on some biblical characters that show examples of continuous improvement in their spiritual life, continual persistence in their spiritual life, just people who kind of exemplified that, that they were seeking a higher level of spiritual wisdom and spiritual growth than most. And kind of going back to Sunday, in Daniel's lesson, he brought up Daniel, I think about how Daniel is kind of, through the whole book, this example of continuously improving, in that not that we see him set spiritual goals, but that every single encounter he has with somebody objecting to his spiritual beliefs and his faith, he's steadfast. He moves slow when he needs to, but he also acts quick when he needs to. We see in the example when the high officials made this decree that anybody that worshipped anybody but the king was going to be thrown into the fire, or I'm sorry, thrown into the den of lions. Daniel didn't hesitate to continue with his goal towards continuous improvement, his goal towards being righteous in God's eyes and following God's commandments and getting down on his knees and praying. And so, you know, I like to look at myself in a similar situation in the world today. Number one, am I striving to continuously improve my relationship with Christ? Is that just ingrained in me as a human being, as a son of God? Is that how this machine runs? Am I doing that every single day with every decision I'm making? Am I looking at the Word of God before I make major decisions? Am I slowing things down before I make decisions in my life and looking for answers in the Word before I make this next move? And so I just want to encourage you all to think about that. What are the things in your life that you're doing to continuously improve your relationship with Jesus Christ, to continuously improve your relationship with your brothers and sisters in Christ, with your spouse, with your children? We all go through seasons in life, and I think we all tend to gravitate towards Christ in certain circumstances, and we all tend to step back and fall away in certain circumstances. And if you're like me, you know, throughout the midst of this whole pandemic and all the challenges that we've faced, it's just like a roller coaster ride. And in certain circumstances, I found myself gravitating to Christ. in certain circumstances, I tend to allow the emotions of this physical body to win. And I think it's because I'm not as aligned with that idea of continuous improvement, and I'm not as aligned with using the word of God as a compass in my life to direct every decision. And it's easy to get up here and say that we should use the word of God as a compass to guide every decision we make in our lives. It's much harder to actually act upon that. And so the takeaway I have from this, as I seek to have Kaizen in my spiritual relationship with Christ, is just to start with the small things. For me, that's going to be prayer and reading the Word of God. We all get to the end of the year and we say we want to do a better job in 2022. But you just have to set out to do it. It has to be, the continuous improvement just has to be part of who you are. If you can do it in your professional life, you can do it in your personal and your spiritual life, in your relationship with Christ. You've set out to do it in your professional life. I have set out to do it, and I've been successful in my professional life, in my self-development, but I have not committed in the same way to my spiritual development, at least not as consistently. And so my encouragement to you all is to seek out these characters in the Word, these examples we have on how to better do that, and just reflect upon those. When you find yourselves in times where you're drifting away, know that you can reach out to your brothers and sisters here for encouragement and support. And if you're going through a time like that where you are, your compass is off direction, it's a little out of whack, or you need some encouragement, I would encourage you to reach out to me, or anyone here would be more than willing to help you, as they've helped me and countless number of others who pass through these doors. So if you need some encouragement in that way tonight, or if we can help you in any way come back to Christ or kind of correct course in your spiritual life, we're prepared to do that now as we stand and sing.